Okay, Mishnah Zayin. We've been discussing that Edom are supposed to come and testify when they've seen the new moon. So the question is, well, who qualifies as Edom? And we're going to discuss this a little bit more detail in Mishnah Ches. But one of the key features that we know for Edom in general is that typically Edom can't be relatives. The question is, what about when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh? Are the rules for Kiddush HaChodesh the same as general Edus, that you're not allowed to testify as Edom if you, the two Edom involved, are relatives? So the Mishnah says as follows. Avu b'no sh'ro'es ha'chodesh. So if you have a father and a son, they took a walk at night together, and they see the new moon. Yelchu, they can both go together to Bezdin, but lo sh'mitztarfin, excuse me, zem zeh, not that they should be able to combine this one with this one, excuse me, in order to be mekadesh the new moon. Why? Because they are krovim. They are relatives of each other, and they are therefore invalid to serve together as one pair of witnesses. So why do we want both of them coming together to court? Elishem yipasul echman, just we want both of them there because in case one of them becomes invalidated, yitztarif hasheni im acher, the second person who came along for the ride will be able to combine with somebody else in court who came to Bezin in order to testify together about the new moon. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon Omer, but Reb Shimon says, Avu b'no v'chol akrovin, a father and a son, or really any relatives, k'sherin le'edus achodesh, are kosher to serve as an edus, to serve as witnesses for the new month. Why is that? Why should they be able to? So the Gemara explains that this is because there's two differing opinions about how to interpret the pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu about Kiddush HaChodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, he says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon le'mor, HaChodesh hazeh lechem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu about Kiddush HaChodesh, it says, Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aaron. So why is Hashem speaking to Moshe and to Aaron about Kiddush HaChodesh? So Reb Shimon is of the opinion that that's because Moshe and Aaron are paradigmatic of the fact that witnesses who are going to testify about Kiddush HaChodesh can even be brothers. But the Chum say no. Moshe and Aaron, they're not paradigmatic of the fact that brothers can be serving as Kiddush HaChodesh, as witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh, just that we want this Edus is given over to you, to the Gedolei Hador, just like you. You're paradigmatic of the fact that we want Gedolei Hador in charge, that they're going to be the ones accepting the witnesses in order to be Mekadesh, the new moon. So that's the machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Tanakhama. Rav Yossi says, Ma'aseh b'Tuvia HaRofei, there was a story with Tuvia the doctor, Shera'as HaChodesh b'Yerushalayim, that he observed, he saw the new moon in Yerushalayim, Hu u'b'no v'avdo m'shachrar, he and his son and his freed slave, v'kiblu ha'kohanim, and the Kohanim, there was a bezin of Kohanim that accepted, Osov es b'no, him and his son, u'paslu es avdo, and they invalidated his servant, his slave. Why were they willing to accept him and his son as witnesses? Because they were of the opinion that relatives are kosher to serve as edim for Kiddush HaKodesh. But a slave is, even if though he's meshuchar, he's pasul edus. Why? Because he's what's known as an enim yuchas. He doesn't have the appropriate lineage necessary to be able to serve in court, to serve as a witness in court. But when they came to before Bezdin, meaning Bezdin HaGadol, the Bezdin of the Sanhedrin of 71, kiblu osov es avdo, they were willing to accept him and his slave, upaslu es beno, but they invalidated his son. In other words, they felt that krovim are now let us serve together as witnesses, but a person who doesn't have the right yichus is allowed to serve as edim. Okay, so just to summarize the mission very briefly, we're trying to figure out whether krovim are invalid to serve as witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh. According to the Tanakhama, a father and a son should come together to when they see the new moon, but they shouldn't testify together. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, no, a father and a son can come and testify together. We said that the debate is explained in the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon understands when Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'el Aaron, that's Moshe and Aaron who are being conveyed the halach of HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem. That's because Moshe and Aaron are relatives, and that's they're paradigmatic of the fact that witnesses can serve as serve as Krovim can serve as witnesses, while the Chum disagree. They say no, when the Krovim cannot serve as witnesses. And Rabbi Yossi says there was a story where Tuvia the Rofe came with his son and his freed slave to testify in court. The Kohan, the Besen of Kohanim, were not willing to accept the Eved as an aid, but they were willing to accept the father and son as a pair of witnesses. But when they came to Besen Agadol, Besen Agadol were willing to accept him and his servant as his slave as witnesses, but not him and his son. Okay.